Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Fourth grade, I went in my closet. I said, I am going to the NBA. Anything you invoke with I am after it, the power of manifestation and what can happen in the universe comes true.
Because I always remember my mother always said to me, if you can see it, you can be it.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
Wake up every day. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? Don't doubt your own ability.
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting. Mm-hmm. It's f***ing real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And there's no excuses, there's no fucking days off, there's no not willing to grind, and they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
Anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude, I'm going to change my abilities. Take on that as your God-given right to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change.
Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen.
The question is, will you put the work in that is required to manifest? I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that wants their future, that wants to fulfill their destiny, that wants to manifest, that wants to walk in discipline and determination. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's willing to disappear?
In the core of your being, do you realize that you're a star?
Yeah, I always knew so. I knew I wasn't going to be regular. I just knew like I was going to be great at something. I didn't know what it was. But I knew I was going to be great at something. I just knew. Bro, I can manifest like a motherfucker.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
There was a book and it said, think and grow rich.
And I remember going through the pages and reading the principles.
The foundation of this is anything the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve.
Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Regardless of how many times you may have failed in the past or how lofty your aims and hopes may be.
Manifesting is real.
Now, whatever you send into the universe sends right back at you. And when it's coming back, that's your law of attraction.
It's a choice. It's a matter of the heart. That your mindset could change your whole atmosphere. that you can turn your mess into a message and your test into a testimony.
Everything comes from the imagination.
A lot of people were surprised when they found out that you've been signing your name as Champ 2011. How did that come about?
I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you. And me signing my signature with Champion 2011 on it can't hurt me. It can't hurt me. It could only help me to believe it even more.
I feel confident because I'm the best player in the world. That's simple.
I wrote myself a check for $10 million per picture.
See, this is
by good. Thanksgiving 1995. That's the actual check I wrote myself four years ago. And that's so I'm kind of here to say that visualization does work.
I've manifested things that I'm just like, I still shock myself. Like, how the f*** did I make that happen? And this is not even to do with fighting. This is to do with my personal life. And I'm like, I made that happen. And this is through this like manifesting subconsciously as well. Just years of something just manifesting. And boom, it's right there. I'm just like, shit, I really made that happen. It's scary, man. It's scary for me to even think about.
You attract, not just what you fear, you attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract.
What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
Unpack the gift of the present and let the future be your motivation. Everybody is looking to manifest. We're all looking to manifest something. We'll lose sleep to manifest, and we'll work two or three jobs to manifest, and we'll study for hours in a day to manifest. We are all looking to manifest something.
Let me call your attention to a great power which is under your control. A power which is greater than poverty, greater than the lack of education, greater than all of your fears and superstitions combined. It is the power to take possession of your own mind and direct it to whatever ends you may desire.
I went home and I prayed for a bicycle, and then I got a bicycle. Showed up in my living room. Brand new Mustang bike. I put it in one of the scenes in Eternal Sunshine. The Mustang bike with a banana seat. I manifested it. I stood there in an open field like this, my arms out.
Once I started to transition from, I don't know what I'm going to do, how am I going to ever get off my sister's couch, who will ever pay me, how am I ever going to get to graduate, how am I ever going to gain experience, I'm too young. Once I started shifting all those thoughts to, it is possible, I do believe in myself, I am great, I'm going to work really hard to develop skills that are going to help me move me forward. That's when everything started to shift. When I shifted, my inner world, my outer world opened up to me for incredible possibilities.
I don't care what level you get to. I need you to dream, right? I need you to, guys, I need you to spend a considerable amount of time dreaming every single day. Let me tell you why. I've noticed that the people who dream and those people who dream big have a different kind of life than the people who don't dream.
And so there are a few things that we have to understand in order to manifest this future. The future, when it is no longer a distant dream, some possibility, some idea, but it's a very present target. All of a sudden, everything changes. And so you may be average, you may be ordinary, but you have the opportunity every single day to make extraordinary decisions. And what you do today will determine your future.
So if you were here and you're like, I'm scared, whatever you do, do this for me. Do not sabotage yourself with fear. Fear is not real. That's something in your brain. Like, it does not exist. How do we get over it? You get over it by dreaming of what you can be. Come on, y'all gotta hear what I'm saying. There are those of you in this room, you spend a majority of your life doing what other people want you to do. You don't even know who you are. And so even what you're doing, you're not doing at 120% because you're doing what somebody else wants you to do. And you're not good enough to be somebody else.
The future you would say thank you for not allowing the despair and the anguish and the anger and the bitterness and the jealousy and the ego to eat away at your progress and your perseverance and your ability to travail and endure.
what you're trained to think about when you think about manifesting is vision boards. Mm-hmm. And when you hear the word vision boards, you think about the big stuff. Should you have big dreams? Of course you should. Here's where everybody goes wrong. You dream about the end. You make this gorgeous collage of all this stuff that has nothing to do with your current life. That literally, as you're sitting in your studio apartment with the cat box that hasn't been changed in 2 weeks.
No food in the fridge.
In the fridge. And you're looking for a job and you're staring at a mansion going, someday, it's going to make you feel like a loser.
Yeah.
Because the gap between where you are and where you want to go, it seems insurmountable. And so what happens, based on the research, is when you only visualize the end game, Lewis, it's demotivating. Mm. At first, it's really fun to like have a bottle of wine and make your like collage. I'm going to visualize. I'm going to slap this up. There's my vision board. It's fabulous. Law of attraction, baby. Come on. I'm going to think about it. It's going to come to me. Okay, I've been doing this for 2 days. Mm. I'm still in this apartment with the cat box that needs to be changed. The way to visualize properly is to visualize the bridge between where you are and where you need to go.
The bridge.
Yes, and particularly the horrible stuff. What you do by visualizing the bridge is you train your nervous system and your mind to do the hard work. Mm-hmm. So you should visualize not crossing the finish line, but what is it like to be at mile 12 when your batteries run out on your earbuds?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. And you keep going. What's it like when your shoelace breaks and now your heel is lifting and you're starting to get a blood blister at mile 17? Mm-hmm. What's it feel like when you wake up and it is pouring rain and you visualize yourself running anyway? That way, when you visualize the work, you are preparing your body for it so you're not resistant to it when it comes.
I think anything your mind can conceive, if you think about it often enough, you will come to believe it. So you don't have to believe it to start off with, because I didn't believe it. And I'm speaking from experience here. I didn't believe I'd ever get the $25,000. I didn't even know anyone with $25,000. But I kept reading the book. Now, do you know, a strange thing happened. See, when you write something, writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. The image then is impregnated into cells in your brain. All I was thinking about prior to that was debt. If a person has a goal of getting out of debt, they will probably stay in debt forever, because that's what you think about. And whenever you think about and get emotionally involved with, you're going to attract. You get on a frequency that it's on and you attract it. I kept reading the card and I started to think of earning money. Now, many people would say, well, weren't you thinking of that before? No, I was thinking of debt. And because I was thinking about it, I started to hear people talking about it. And because I heard people talking about it, I would start thinking about it more. And I thought the answer was work harder. Napoleon Hill said, if you are one of those people who believe that hard work and honesty alone will bring riches, perish the thought, because it's not true. Within a year of picking up this book, with no formal education, I had 2 months high school. I had no business experience. So you see, they were good reasons for not winning, and I bought into it. But Ray told me, he said, Bob, that's why you can't win. How about all the reasons why you can?
That I'm not powerless, not unmanageable. I can control my life. I'm gonna get rich. And so if I could just stay busy, okay, if I could just have a place to work every day and something to do and somebody to call and somebody to be in front of, that was my big fear. My big fear was that little white pill. I threw those in the trash that night. Never would use another one again. And I just made a decision that day not to quit, not to be powerless, not to be unmanageable, but to be somebody. And I've been doing that since I was 25. Every day waking up, today I'm gonna be somebody. I'm not just gonna think about it. I'm gonna be somebody today. I'm gonna grow into who I should be.
And I started to question a lot of ideas. Like the idea that you have to be really smart if you're gonna earn a lot of money. I was earning a lot of money and I knew I wasn't that smart. So I started to question all my beliefs. And that's when I made up my mind. I was gonna figure out why I was winning. I did not believe that there was an emotional or capricious God that reached out and said, let's let Bob have a turn. I didn't think I was lucky, but I thought somebody has to know why I win, and I'm going to figure it out. And I started to study. He said, there's a difference between wishing for a thing and being ready to receive it. No one's ready for a thing until they believe that they can acquire it. He said the state of mind must be belief and not mere hope or wish. So then I think, well, how do you believe? Where do your beliefs come from? Do you just say, I believe? There's more to it than that. Our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And frequently, if you reevaluate a situation, your belief about that situation will change. And suddenly, I realized I'd figured it out. It had taken me 9.5 years from that day in London, trying to figure out why did I change. 9.5 years later in the restaurant, it dawned on me. My belief system had changed because I was reevaluating who I was. No amount of reading or memorizing makes us successful. It's the understanding and application of wise thoughts that count. So I started to study this from a totally different perspective. And when I did figure it out, I started to understand Napoleon Hill better. Because all he wanted to do was teach it. And when I got it figured out, that's all I wanted to do was teach it.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have.
But before you can ever reach anything, you have to believe it. You don't just mistakenly become great at something.
Your destiny, when you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion. Because it's only delusional until it works.
It doesn't matter if the world believes in you. If we don't believe in ourselves, nothing's gonna happen.
And when you believe in yourself, you believe in possibility. You can't have one without the other.
As long as you believe in that very gift that you have in the bottom of your stomach, that fire that burns, that dream that wakes you up in the middle of the night and wakes you up and have you screaming to the sun, rise so I can go after this dream. That is the very thing that you should chase every single day. And as long as we believe, as long as we know that we have greatness inside of us, we can be anything we want to.
In order for you to manifest your dream, you got to be the first one that believe in you. Don't worry about what nobody else say, man. Speak life into your dreams.
I do believe that when you walk in a room and you're confident and you stand tall and you believe in yourself, that energy does come off of you.
We generate our power by first believing that our efforts will be rewarded. No matter how many people tell you that you're stupid, you're a failure, that you're never going to do anything, that you are going to believe in yourself.
No matter what nobody told you about your dream, man, stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you believe in and speak what you want into existence.
How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left?
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
You must first believe that you can, that you will, that you must.
Be crazy enough to believe in you.
The madness of impossibility, the lie. Somebody lied to you and told you that it was impossible. And the only difference between people who lose and people who achieve is the person who achieved tried one more time. I'm convinced that we are a generation that gives up too easily. I need you to examine your capacity now. Examine your perspective now. The power is in your perspective. The power, the difference between those who make something happen and those who do not is wrapped in the truth and in the power of their perspective. Your perspective can either become your prison or your passport. It can either arrest you or release you.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that is really not easy as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want?
It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. So decide that you're going to take some time to work on you, that you deserve that from yourself, that your life deserves some prime time, because you are creating your own production. As Michael Todd would say, you are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You determine that.
No matter how much the world tries to hold you back, always continue to believe that what you want to achieve is possible. You know, believing you can do something successful is the most important step in actually achieving it. You can do and be anything that you want, no matter what. No matter what you've been told and conditioned to think growing up. Start from today to believe that you can.
I believe possibility is destiny, and it is fear that keeps us arrested and apprehended by the spirit of impossibility. Impossibility doesn't even exist. Once you shift your reality, once you understand the power of perspective, the word itself says, I'm possible. Every time somebody told me I could not do something, I had a decision that I had to make in order to achieve what they said was impossible. Don't just let life happen to you. Create the life that you want. One choice, one action, one day at a time, because in the end, your life is nothing more than the sum of your choices.
You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You can have that thing that you want, all right? It's yours. It's staring you in the face, right in front of you. But you've got to take it. You've just got to believe it's possible. It's to believe.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. You have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. As you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny.
You got to get up and believe in yourself and tap into your dreams and what you believe in. Don't you ever let anybody stop you from living your dream, man. You deserve to be successful. I speak into existence that you're going to be successful. It all starts in the mindset. I speak into existence that every dream that you have will manifest. And once you get done speaking your dreams into existence, you got to stop talking and you got to go execute your dream.
Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people. Strong people create good times. My whole thing is leaders anticipate, losers react. If you can anticipate what's coming, you can really take advantage. If you wait till it hits you, you're in trouble. The biggest problem people have is they think they're not supposed to have any. Problems are the fuel for growth. It's like, if you don't have any problems, you're either a liar or you might call them challenges. It feels better. I understand that. Anybody who doesn't have problems is either totally asleep at the wheel or they don't have much of any kind of a life. But then there's fulfillment. And fulfillment is living what you're made for. Is it a lack of confidence? No, it's a lack of mission. I like winning. I like being the best at what I do. So I'm not going to settle for less than that. Why would I? Michael Jordan making 1,000 shots before you take a break. So you look at Jordan or you look at, you know, LeBron or you look at anybody who's the best in the world at what they do and you go, aren't they lucky? But if you actually study them, you'll see they're doing things. They're practicing in private things that make them certain in public and they get rewarded for what they do in public.
Yeah.
And you got to do the same.
When you just know you're going to mess up, it's not going to be perfect. You're going to forget that line that you really wanted to say, but just put all the energy on the audience. Everything starts to change. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
It's a shift in your identity. Every single day, 6 days a week. What matters? A few subjects, your body, because your energy matters. That energy is low. Everything I just said is worthless to you. Because when you're low energy, you don't use your full intelligence or ability. You need emotion. If you don't know how to master your emotion, emotions start wars. Emotion creates peace. Emotion gets you children. Emotion is what can make that business work or fail. And most people don't know how to direct their own emotions. Let me be conscious about feeding my brain things that are going to give me not only inspiration, but insight and skill and tools. 68% of the Fortune 1000 were started in either a recession or a depression. Well, the first skill you got to master to be great is the ability to recognize patterns. When humanity recognized the pattern of the seasons, the whole world changed. Because we went from hunter-gatherers trying to survive from place to place where we're exposed to everything, to wait a second. If we plant in the springtime, we protect in the summer, we reap in the fall, and then we hang on to some of that so we can live through the winter, that created communities for the first time, and then eventually cities and states and countries. So that changed the world. What'll change a person's life is when you realize there's also a set of seasons in your own life. And so think of it this way. 0 to 21 is springtime. Things are easy to grow in springtime. You don't have to do that much. Growing as a kid happens naturally. But overall, life is supporting you. It's sending you, teaching you, sharing with you. Now, when you get from, you know, 21 to 41 or 22 to 42, whatever range you want to talk about, you now are in the real world. And now you go test what you learned in your springtime. So you start to learn, test, figure out what's real. And it's an important stage of life. 42, 43 to 62, 63 is the power of your life. If you worked hard in the spring and the summer and you put yourself out there and you planted, it's a reaping time. It's a time when you really become a leader. And then if you're lucky, you go from 63 to 83 and maybe 83 to 103 and you have an extended final season of your life where you get to be the mentor, you get to share. You get to make a difference. And maybe towards the end of your life, people look out for you again after you looked out for everybody else. That's kind of the cycle of life. What if you're born in 1910? World War I ends. The world looks like it's a great place. New technology, cars, radio. And then what happens? An explosion of abundance, the roaring 20s. And so you're a kid, you're 14, 15 years old, and you're like, I can't wait to get a car to go. But what happened when that person hit the next stage of life, 19, 20, 21 years old? As they came of age, it's 1929. And suddenly, people are jumping out of buildings, total depression, dust bowl, nobody's got jobs. It looks horrific, and it was horrific. But did they get a break? No, when they turned 29, it's 1939. It looked like the whole world was gonna end. Hitler was sweeping across Europe, bombing London. It literally looked like the world as we know it was over. This is what gives me great optimism for everyone watching here. Winter's not forever. No pandemic lives forever. Everything changes and everything ends. And the good news about winter is it's always followed by springtime. What follows the night? The daytime. What a cool way to set it up if you were God or the universe. The first thing I do every single morning is I go and freeze in cold water. And when you jump in, it never feels good to go in, but getting out, you feel incredible. But I do it for a different reason. I do it to train my brain to say, when I say now, it means now. When I say go, we go. I don't stand there because it's cold and go maybe in a minute when I'm ready. But I always do it because I've trained my brain. This is how we work. And if you train your brain to do that every single day, then it'll do it on the more difficult and important things in life. But the essence of it is, I change my body radically, and I do three things to make sure that my brain is primed. And what I mean by primed is, most people think their thoughts are their thoughts, Lewis, and you and I know better. Most people just don't understand that you are being primed all the time, and unless you prime yourself, you're gonna be primed by the environment. So I wanna take control of my brain, so I do three quick things. One, I take 3 minutes of those 10 minutes after I've changed my body, and I focus on three different events in my life that I'm grateful for. I usually pick two big ones and one small one. It could be as simple as a smile on my daughter's face, and it changes your biochemistry. Then real fast, I do this 3-minute process. It's kind of like a blessing. And then 3 minutes, the last 3 minutes are called three to thrive, where I focus on three things I want to accomplish, but instead of thinking I want to accomplish, I see, feel, and experience it as done. I feel grateful, I celebrate it, and it trains your brain. So in 10 minutes, I'm done. Third thing that I'll do, I immediately send a message or a text or an audio message to somebody as a sincere compliment. And I don't go, dude, great job, or wow, you're cool. I say, listen, I saw you on Tuesday with those kids, and I saw you take that extra 20 minutes no one else did. And I just want you to know, I saw that. I thought that was incredible. So I'm always very specific so they know it's not just some positive thinking bullshit call. It's sincerely doing it. It makes me constantly look for the good in the people I work with. Fourth thing I do is whatever I don't want to do, the most challenging part of the day. What's a story we all love? It's the comeback story. It's the comeback. It's the Rocky. It's that music where all of a sudden you step back up and you take control and rock. Good times create weak people. Weak people create bad times. Bad times create strong people. Strong people create good times.